Stones on a Grave by Kathy Kaser, narrated by Anne-Marie Damon, published by Orca Book Publishers. Stones on a Grave by Kathy Kaser, narrated by Anne-Marie Damon, published by Orca Book Publishers.
In early June 1964, the benevolent home for necessitous girls burns to the ground, and its vulnerable residents are thrust out into the world. The orphans, who know no other home, find their lives changed in an instant. Arrangements are made for the youngest residents, but the seven oldest girls are sent on their way with little more than a clue or two to their pasts and the hope of learning about the families they have never known. On their own for the first time in their lives, they are about to experience the world in ways they never imagined.
Chapter 1. The smoke was choking Sarah, sucking the air out of her lungs. It billowed in massive clouds from the orphanage roof, exploding like lava and pouring across the sky. Sarah stood on the lawn facing the disintegrating building, shaking uncontrollably. She pulled a blanket around her shoulders, wondering briefly how it had gotten there. Had she grabbed it when she ran from her room? Everything was a blur. Who had awoken her, screaming in the middle of the night? She had a vague recollection of one of the girls. Was it Tony? Pounding on her door and calling out frantically, "Fire! Sarah! Dot! Tess! Get out of the house! Run! Run!" Sarah had staggered from her bed. She remembered clutching her roommate Dot's arm before.